News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Nama Muli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Secretary to Cabinet issues stern warning to civil servants with political ambitions ahead of 2026 polls. Government attributes rise in number of bursaries and student loan beneficiaries to anti-corruption measures. And in global news, about 5 million children displaced by Sudan's civil war. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has warned civil servants with political ambitions ahead of the 2026 elections to resign or face disciplinary action. Speaking during the 8th Senior Public Service Management meeting in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kangwa urged civil servants to remain focused on driving economic development for the benefit of ordinary citizens, emphasizing that government business must continue uninterrupted even in an election year. He stressed that the public service is the permanent backbone of government, responsible for providing stability, continuity and strategic oversight to ensure the effective delivery of developmental programs and services. Mr. Kangwa has acknowledged efforts by controlling officers that have supported economic growth, but expressed concern over persistent procurement irregularities, weak adherence to cabinet decisions, and instances of corruption that have undermined government developmental agenda. He highlighted the low usage of the electronic cabinet system, noting that while conveyances and directives are routinely circulated, they are not always accessed or acted upon, causing delays in the implementation of presidential and cabinet decisions.
Our role as the permanent spine of the government is plainly clear. We must provide stability and continuity. We must continue pushing the agenda of economic development forward. Public service cannot afford to move away from the strides and achievements that have been made as a government and move away to go to campaign. You cannot. For those who will venture into politics, I will not hesitate to take disciplinary action. Please, if you want to go into politics, you are welcome to come and see me and we'll facilitate mutual passage into politics. But if you try both, good luck.
Government says Zambia's intensified anti-corruption measures have enabled a significant increase in the number of students benefiting from bursaries and loan scholarships, rising from 23,000 to 53,000 since the UPND assumed office. Speaking at the 2025 Zambia National Education Coalition ZANEC Education and Skills Sector Media Awards in Lusaka this morning, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima explained that recovered funds have been redirected into the education sector to expand access and support for learners, which he described as central to national development. Mr. Siakalima has noted that these efforts have also facilitated the provision of free education, the scrapping of examination fees, and the reintroduction of meal allowances, emphasizing that government continues to prioritize education as a key driver of Zambia's development.
From the time that we came into office, we found 23,000 students on bursary and loan. Today, after 4 years, there are 53,000 students. Within a short period of time, we have surged 100%. That is also to say that if that is the measure of reducing corruption, you must analyze yourself. So where is the money coming from all of a sudden?
At the same event, ZANEC Board Chairperson Henry Kabwe acknowledged the media's important role in promoting the delivery of quality, inclusive education in the country.
The for this year is strengthening quality education through informed journalism. Indeed, media is a key player in disseminating information to the public and in raising awareness on the importance of education and skills development in our country.
ZANEC has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Higher Education Loans and Scholarship HELSB aimed at ensuring that information about student loans and scholarships reaches all communities while promoting transparency, accountability and evidence-based policy engagement. First Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Tractor Chisangano, has emphasized the need for Zambia to strategically position itself at the center of the global energy transition, speaking when she launched the Zambia Parliamentary Caucus on Energy, Mining and Mineral Resources in Lusaka this morning. Ms. Chisangano says the new caucus comes at a decisive moment for the country's mineral-driven economic future. She explains that Zambia's copper, cobalt, manganese and emerging rare earth elements place the nation in a strategic global position, especially as demand rises for minerals used in electronic vehicles and renewable energy technologies. Ms. Chisangano notes that the caucus will help Parliament respond proactively to developments shaping the energy and mining sectors, adding that the platform will operate as a non-partisan space where MPs can analyze policies, strengthen oversight and engage experts from government, industry and civil society.
Today's launch represents far more than the introduction of another parliamentary structure. It is a demonstration of Parliament's resolve to strengthen accountable leadership, inclusive policy development, and sustainable management of sectors that continue to anchor Zambia's economic prospects. Zambia's energy, mining, and mineral resources sectors remain central to our national development agenda. They are the backbone of our past, the engine of our present, and the foundation of our aspirations for the future.
At the same event, caucus chairperson Christopher Kangombe has emphasized that the caucus will provide an important platform for MPs to set aside political affiliations and discuss national issues collectively, saying the forum allows members to debate and agree on key matters affecting the energy and mining sectors, enabling them to speak with a unified voice.
I've always believed that the caucus is the right avenue for us to put aside our political affiliations and deal with the issue as it presents itself. It's easy for us to argue in a caucus and be able to emerge with one voice. And I think that this platform, Madam Deputy Speaker, is the right platform for us to be able to discuss what do we do in the energy space, what do we do in the mining space, for Zambia to be able to reap the right benefits.
Meanwhile, Center for Trade Policy Development, CTPD Executive Director Isaac Moipopo has described the caucus as a vital forum for improved oversight, informed policy making and closer collaboration between lawmakers, government, industry and affected communities.
We have long advocated for transparent mining contracts, fair revenue management, people-centered energy planning and responsible governance of natural resources. And this caucus reinforces those values and provides parliamentary platform to advance them. We commend the honorable members of parliament whose leadership made this milestone possible.
Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Permanent Secretary Dr. Max Jombe has reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening partnerships with the private sector to build climate-resilient livestock systems in Zambia. Speaking during a breakfast meeting organized by the African Group of Negotiators Expert Support, AGNES and GIZ in Lusaka, Dr. Jombe has emphasized that livestock sector is a major contributor to the national economy, accounting for nearly 42% of agricultural GDP among other benefits. He, however, warned that the sector, especially cattle, goats, pigs, sheep and poultry, are increasingly vulnerable to climate shocks and disease, which threaten livestock.